Rise up on your feet as you worship the Lord this morning.
Alagbara lolorun mi. Alagbara ni Jesu mi.
Oba to npa, oba to leji, oba to nshilekun, oba to ntilekun. The Lord who suspend the earth on the waters.
Alagbara ni Jesu mi. So deep, oh, Alagbara la ni Ologo Julo
Alagbara ni la o Alagbara ni o papa mi o
worship the King. Let's worship Jehovah. Let's exalt His name.
Allow it.
Yes. touches the mountain and the mountain smoke. Every mountain, every ailment, every chain, every bitter situation. Oh yeah, receive the touch of God. Every satanic growth, every abnormal growth, every coming together in your body system that is not of God. Oh yeah, receive the touch of God. The Bible says, it is God that touches the land and the land melts. Every evil seed, every implantation of darkness, wherever you are located, from head to toe, wherever you are planted, receive the touch of God. Oh yeah, melt. Oh yeah, melt. In the name of Jesus, melt. In the name of Jesus, melt. It is written in the Bible, and we see it. And Jesus came to the gate of Nain, and there was a young man, the son of the only son of the woman who is a widow. And Jesus came and touched the bier. He touched the coffin. Every situation like that coffin, every situation, every circumstance like that bier. The Bible says Jesus touched it, and they that bore it stopped. They stood still. Yea, every coffin situation in your life, every coffin situation in your family, let the touch of God come upon it in the name of Jesus. Listen, he touched the coffin, and the Bible says, they that carried it stood still. They stood still. Let the touch of Jehovah arrest every ongoing situation that is not of God. Every unpleasant situation. Every ongoing event in your situation, in your life, right now, be arrested in the name of Jesus. Receive the touch of God. 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 We're talking about fresh oil. Receive the touch of God. Ma irika sutayama. This morning is a demonstration of the Spirit of the Lord. It's not a showmanship. It's an impartation service. Right now, wherever you are, receive the touch of God. Receive the touch of God. That container, that satanic container, that satanic vessel, where they pack all your glories, where they pack all your virtues, where they pack all your blessing, and they sealed it. Right now, receive the touch of God. In the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every ailment, every disease, oh, you are met in the name of Jesus. Flow out of them. pass out. Pass out. Pass out. Pass out. Thank you, Father. As I used to do, there are some assignments we do before I give the word of God briefly, and we go into ministrations within the time we have. Are you here? Be alive in the spirit. This edition is going awaiting next month. And the allocation of this month must not go over your life. The allocation for this episode, I put your hand into it. I say you are connected with him. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready? We read it. The prisoners had it. Some things in your life, they are there because they have not heard what they should hear. Let them hear this morning. Let them hear. They will flee. They will run. Are you here? Are you here to address your life? Are you here for emancipation? Are you here for liberty? Then use the instrument of your mouth. Listen to me. Let somebody say, everything in my life, already in my life, that I was born with, or that I acquired, that is already in my life, waiting to grow, to kill me. Today, die and pass out. Die and pass out. Oh, your prayer. Today is deliverance day. Everything in my life that I was born with or that I acquired, that is already in my life, waiting, growing to kill me later. Die. Many of you think deliverance is when you come out, we lay hands and you fall. No. He sent his word, and his word healed them and delivered them. That is deliverance. You are not in church yet. You are not here. Everything in my life, I don't want to know your name. Everything in my life that is already in my life, that I was born with, that I acquired, that is waiting to kill me, that is waiting to destroy me, die this morning. Oh yeah, die. Die. We don't have all the time. And certain deliverances must take place in your life, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are. Everything in my life that is already in my life, that I was born with, or that I acquired, waiting, growing to kill me, growing to kill me, or you die. That is deliverance. That is what we have this morning. Rikata ya ya ya. Jojemo suntoke. Malikura zidia. Malakata ya makuriga. Misutoria. Die. Die. Please. The Lord came to me and gave me this language. He gave me this statement that I should raise it this morning in Cedar for deliverance. Deliver your life. Deliver your destiny. Everything in my life already. Already in my life. That is already in me. That I was born with, or that I acquire, that is waiting, that is growing to kill me one day, to destroy me. Today, die. Die. I refuse to give you name. Die. It is you that will die. I will not die. Niko sekete. Masika tayara. Yukremo zutopria. Die. In Jesus' name, we pray. There are some set of people, mostly young people here. Mostly young people. Adults are there. Mostly young people. The enemy has wounded and is wounding your sleep pattern. It's not general insomnia. No, it's not general sleeplessness. It is a wound. It has been wounded long ago. You have even accepted it. That's my own life. That's my own life. But within you, you know by the witness of the Holy Spirit that is not the way God created you. It's an attack. I declare this morning, yes, it is terminated. It's not just something that started last week or 2 days ago because of some situation. No, it's been going on. Maybe since 2017, 2018, it's been going on. The enemy destroys your sleep. And therefore, they capture your sleep. And therefore, they have captured your thinking. They have captured your mind. And things are degenerating. You are not even talking about them to people again. You are not even going to ministers again. You have accepted it. I declare in this deliverance service, yes, that evil pattern is truncated. If you have the confirmation in your situation, if that is you, don't waste my time. I have limited minutes. Within 35, 40 minutes or so, I'm off. Please run to the altar and come and stand here. Today is not preaching. The Lord said, mostly youth. Stand here. Stand here. Just stand. Stand there. We want to fight. It's a battle. It's a battle. Just stand there. The enemy captures your sleep. Because it is a gateway to your life. Your sleep is a gateway to your life. And the enemy has captured it. Kurika. Masaka kakaka. Ruzika. Miragoria. Makatoria, Mirosuntoria, Milekura Zidia. We are not here for jamboree. We have more than enough people. But have a witness, the enemy is holding 3 or 4 people down. Wherever you are, just go out. Come out here and don't waste our time. I've not started my ministration. Holy Spirit is the one quickly throwing this to the church. Throwing this to the church. Likuria, Masakataya, Payaya, Urasidia, Uragagaga, Mikusutoria, Milikurazidika, Masuntoria Baha, Makatayama, Mirusutoria. Amen. Be more aggressive than the congregation. Those of you in front, are you ready? We are repeating the same point. But be louder. And be more aggressive. Let somebody say, everything in my life that I was born with or that I acquired that is waiting and growing to kill me one day, to kill me one day, today you die, you die, you die, you die, you die. Oh, your prayer. If the rest don't pray, you pray. If the rest are not praying, you pray. Something is taking place. Something is turning. Something is turning. Something is leaving. Something is leaving. Something is departing. Kuraba, Karozi, Miligromasidia, Jika Liboria, Rikarabo Suntoria. Something is leaving. Yeah, Rusikalaba, Payamakute, Malikura, yeah, 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 Ramuzuteria, die, command them in the name of Jesus. Die today. All the viruses, all the infections, yay, all the kokoro, today, die. All the arrows in my blood, bogofa, toti bami, oye doku. I am not satisfied yet. Pray until they die. Pray until they die. Everything in me that is growing, that is waiting to kill me one day, today die. Today, die. Kusikelebo, masikeria, ragadaba, die. Oya die. Oya die. Die. Those of you in front, pray. Hand has come. He giveth his beloved sleep. That bondage is breaking. Something is coming out of you. Those things are coming out of you. They are departing. They are leaving you. Receive your gateway back. Receive it back. Sir, I want us to touch them. There's a leading that we should just touch them. Let's just touch them. We are restoring them. There is a restoration. Just continue to pray. As we touch you, Rikaboria, it's a touch. Don't go. Nobody's asking anybody to go. Just continue to pray. It's a touch that you need. Yay. Ragebo Suntoria. Yay. Ragabasidia. Masidimo Shikaya. Yay. Yay. In the name of Jesus. Uragasidia. Uragamakuteria. Yay. In the name of Jesus. Yay. In the name of Jesus. A touch to be restored. In the name of Jesus. Yay. In the name of Jesus. A touch to restore you. A touch to restore your destiny. You are touched for restoration. In the name of Jesus, you are touched for restoration. In the name of Jesus. Yay. In the name of Jesus. Yes, brother. You are touched for restoration. In the name of Jesus, shake out of her now. In the name of Jesus, you are touched for a restoration. In the name of Jesus, you are touched for a restoration. Brother, you are touched. Glory to God. Mizegebo. Brother, you are released. Holy Kapayama. Rikapasidibo. Parigaraba. Uragasidi moko shikaya. Elikarozi. Milikura zidi mokotaya. Rikataya makurigasidi mo shikaya. Holy Gremos Kontoria. Rusi kalaba. Holy Gremos Kontoria. In Jesus' name we pray. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. All the wounds that the arrows have caused, all the poisoning, the blood of Jesus flushed them. 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 Please go. You can leave him. I wouldn't know what God wants to do fully. Wherever you are standing. There are two people that must come to the altar. Must come. It's mine. Bring it, brother. It's mine. Amen. Today is February 2. In this 2020 alone, you have counted minimum times of 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. With not last year, this year alone, minimum. Of 7. What happened? You yourself, you are always in the situation of death. As you dream it, it almost occur. As you dream it, it's almost occurring. As you dream it, it's almost occurring. Forget last year. This year, you can count at least 7. The Lord said, rebuke the spirit of death. You see, mama, or a pastor that touch it. Yes, the Lord said, we should emphasize it. If it's not you, please don't join us. Don't come. I want to stand to do the will of God in our life today. I cannot do everything. That's why the church exists. But the small one, the small portion he sent me to undo this morning will be thorough within a few minutes' time. Minimum of 7 this year. As you dream it, it's almost happening. As you dream it, it's almost happening. As you dream it, it's almost happening. And you are wondering what's going on. If you are, come out. We pray against the spirit of death. 1, 2, I'm counting 5. After 5, don't come. Grace is closed. 3. Just stay there. Sha'atoria makata. Likaro zotopria. This year alone, as you are dreaming it, it's almost happening.
Praise the Lord.
Almost happening.
The spirit of the Lord is one. Sometimes when the Lord shows something as a pastor, as a man of God, you use wisdom not to say it in full.
Yes.
What the Lord actually showed was coughing. But I didn't want to say that to scare people. I just said that I was saying, touch it. So yes. If you are in that category, come out.
The pastor didn't undo it. Evangelist will uncover it. Be in pain, says the Bible. So we are waiting.
Even if it's not up to 7 times, you have seen it. But you are dreaming it. Come and join them. Because like I told you, the revelation was coughing, and I didn't want to talk about that. You are dreaming coughing.
You are in a situation of money, people. And so for any kind, and you are always seeing it. You are money. Look. I never planned this. But thank God, God has shown it to the pastor. So that we can rise either on you or on your loved ones. Ntogbodo clear sin here. Don't be afraid. Hemi ofeku o degba solution. Makarabosh kaya. Agbe iku mi ni isegun. That is the scripture. Death is swallowed up in victory. Victory of Calvary. Swallow my death. That is your pronouncement. Victory of Calvary. Swallow my death. Swallow my family death chain. Iku awowo. Iku akute lera. Isegun ori agbelebu Jesu. O ya gbe iku ile wa mi. Be iku inu ebi mimi. Be iku inu aye mimi. Isegun Jesu. Victory of Calvary. Swallow my death. Oh your prayer. If you didn't come out, you better pray. Maybe the devil made you to forget. Sir, we will lay hands again. We will have to. This one, we mark them with life. Life, they will not die. Out of the mouth of 2 witnesses, we are laying hands again. Let us rebuke death. It's a violent spirit. There must be manifestation this time around. Let us rebuke death. Yay. Let's rebuke death. Ragasakaramoshikaya. Koskeria. Misekeria. Death. Lose your hold over this lady and her family. Lose your hold. Yay. Release her now. Fire! Rusekelibo! Yeri! Fire! Yes! Fire! Yes! Yes! Loose her! Loose your hold! Loose your hold! And she's the one that God brought out first. You cannot keep quiet and destroy her. You cannot keep silence in her life. Yes. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Yay. Loose your hold. Loose your hold over this lady. Yay. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. We mark you with life. Life. Baye, baye. We mark you with life. Life. Yes. 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 Toria Masidia. Rigababa. Brushikalibo. Yeah! I release the torrent of Holy Ghost fire against the coffin, and the power behind the coffin be scattered. Be scattered. Lose your hold. Yeah. We anoint you with life. Take life.
You call them. You call them. You call them. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Do it. Do it again. Yes. Yes. I command this yoke to break. Break, 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 break. I say break. You are not hiding. You cannot escape. Break. Fire. Holy Ghost fire. Yeah. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. Yes, you cannot hide. No hiding place. No hiding place. You have come to Mount Zion. Sister, we snatch you out. We take you out of the coffin. Every contact with the power of the water. Every contact. Yes, I release fire. We pump fire. Holy Ghost fire to your neighbor. In the name of Jesus. Yay, order, mama. Order! Yes. I destroy the base. I destroy the foundation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We destroy the foundation. The foundation where the devil is standing. We destroy the foothold. Fire! Fire! Yes. No hiding place. No escape. Release her. 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 Release this girl. Release her. Life of God is here. Release her. I cut you off. I disconnect you from the forces that are holding you. I hand you over to the Holy Spirit. I hand you over to life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Release her. Yukepozo. Mikarozoto. Your right hand. Bring your right hand. Counter fire. Yay. Yay. We destroy this foundation. We destroy it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless you, brother. Whatever is leaving you to kill you, today we destroy them. We shatter them. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I connect you with life. Brother, you are connected with life. Yay. You are connected with life. Life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Where is she? She's not good. Arrange after the service. We're almost done. Glory be to God. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Stand up, everybody. I will share the word of God briefly. I'm watching my time. Amen. The Lord said we should demolish evil pattern. We're not bringing you out because of time. We do it en masse. Now, we have spent 1 month, 2 days in this year. You can see a repeat of what you suffer yesteryears. They are already flowing again. I stand together with God's servants here. And we wait over you. We wait on you this morning. Every evil pattern, you are cut off. You are cut off. You are cut off. You are cut off. The Holy Spirit says in the book of Ezekiel, you shall not give this proverb again. That is termination of a pattern. We wait on you this morning. Every satanic pattern ordained to run your life, today we cut them off. They are cut off. They are cut off. They are cut off. They are cut off. Receive your turnaround. Receive your turnaround. Receive your turnaround. We set your feet on another path. You will not follow the old path again. Receive a redirection. Deuteronomy chapter 2. You have dwelt too long on this mountain. Take ye and turn northward. You have been going the wrong direction. I speak to your life in agreement with this servant of God. And we wait on you this morning. Let your life take a new turn. 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 A new tongue! A new tongue! I heard the Holy Spirit says, release my daughters and my sons from destruction. And what is he saying to me? The devil has been passing you through relationship and you are a sincere Christian. The devil will take you into it. It will break. You will be wounded. You move to another one. It will break. You will be wounded. You move to another one. I'm not saying you are fornicating. And if you are fornicating, you have to reconcile. But what I'm emphasizing upon is the enemy has been pouring you from vessel to vessel. And if you take a measure of water and you pour it from bucket to bucket to bucket, after some time, it will reduce to less than half. I stand by the authority of God. Every power that has been pouring you from vessel to vessel to vessel to waste you, to reduce you, today, they are blown. I said they are blown. Each time you came out scratched, wounded, and bruised. Each time you are wounded, it is an evil pattern. As we are praying against the pattern, I heard the Holy Spirit talking to my spirit. So there is no embarrassment there. We're not saying fornication. We're not saying anything. But the devil has been arranging relationship for you. As you enter, you will eventually come out. Both say, Lord, Lobo. As you enter, you come out. You enter, you come out. Each time, wounded and reduced. Wounded and reduced. If you have that confirmation, raise your hand. We are releasing you. You can be a man, you can be a woman. We are releasing you. Come to the altar. Come and be anointed. Come and be anointed. We will anoint you. Listen to me. This time around, you will finally enter into profitable ones. Yes, 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 yes. It's because of you. Yes. You have to see the pastor. You have to see us. You have to see us, sister. You have to see us. Yay. You have to see us. If not everybody, you especially. Yes. We are anointing you immediately. Pastor, let's anoint them. Yay. Yes. Gbogbo wokowo ton da yeyin lamu ton yo ayeyin lenu that is pouring you from vessel to waste you. Each time wounded, each time reduced, we destroy them today. Yes. It's an ancestral spirit. Let's address it. Awon emi dileni emi afini sofo. Yes. 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 We release fire to the base of the problem. We release fire to the base of the problem. We come against the base, the foundation of this problem. It's a stronghold. Yes, it is. My Jesus is stronger. I shatter the foundation that wants to waste you and destroy you and eventually make you miserable in life. We destroy fire. Yes. 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 Kuskedia. Parasundoria. Yes. 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 You, ancestral spirit that is dwelling in her. You, contrary spirit, inhabiting her. Yes. 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 You have to release her. And you have to. You have to release her. You have to release her. You have to release her. Yes. Release her. Release her. Yes. I say release her. Release her. You want to waste her. You want to waste her destiny. Yay! We snatch her. We snatch her. Yes. 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 Release her. Yes. We break the yoke. We break the yoke. We heal the wound. We heal the wound. We heal the wound. We heal the wound. Yes. 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 Every ancestral spirit, every serpentine spirit, release her. We say you release her. No more foundation for you. Oh, daughter of Babylon, no more throne for you in her life. Isaiah chapter 47. No more throne for you. No more. No more throne. No more. Yeah. No more throne. No more throne. No more throne. No more throne in your life. For the devil. No more throne. We shatter them. No more throne. No more foundation. We release you. we release you to your glory. We release you to a profitable relationship in Christ. In Christ. Profitable relationship in Christ. We break the curse. We break the curse. We break the curse. You are the owner of the revelation. All that just saw themselves in your mirror. You are the owner. We break the curse. We break the curse. We break the curse. We break the curse. Is it not one there? Okay. The Lord is good. Single marriage. Single. With trouble, whatever is resident in you, holding you down to destroy you, holding you down until your time passes. We set them on fire. We set them ablaze. Burn! In the name of Jesus. We stop your work in her. We stop your work in her. We stop your work. And we connect you with the Spirit of God. Thank you. Amen. We are done. Can we lift our hands to the Lord and give him praise? And give him praise. Give him all the honor. Give him all the majesty. Today is yoke breaking day. And we don't need to talk and talk. The Lord is reaching people by revelation. And apart from revelation, all of us have praise on prayer. Things that are inside of us, waiting and growing. Waiting for one day to kill us. They call them cancer. They call them diabetes. They call them what they call them. They have been killed. Holy Ghost have killed them. Believe God. In Jesus' name, we worship. I want us to read just two verses. And I will drop the mic. Can we be seated? Just leave her. God is working deeply in her. And our daddy will see her. She has to be fully transported into Christ. And new page will be opened. She's the owner of the revelation. Others saw their life in her mirror. And the Lord has worked in their lives. Isaiah 58, verse 6. Isaiah 58, verse 6. I'll just read the place, then we close. Isaiah 58, verse 6. We will read Jeremiah 30, verse 8. Mommy, oh yeah, go. Is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the band of wickedness? Number two. To undo heavy burden. To let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. Thank you, Mama. Have we fasted since Friday? Answer me, church. Yes. We are premising our miracle on reality. Did we fast on Friday? Yes. If not all of us, some fasted. Did we fast yesterday? Are we still fasting? Yes. The condition is met. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Is this not why I ordain fast? Any fasting that doesn't accomplish this is a waste. Number one, to loose band of wickedness. Every remaining band of wickedness in this congregation and wherever you are connecting with us, oh yeah, begin to break. All remaining band of wickedness begin to break. I say break. Band of wickedness. to undo heavy body. You are blessed. Yeah? Usher. See our pastor after the service. To undo heavy body. Amen. Are you there? Glory be to God. To lose the band of wickedness, to undo everybody's, and to let the oppressed go free. Oh yeah, go free. Amen. As we are closing this service, oh yeah, go free. Amen. As we are closing this service, oh yeah, go free. Amen. Oh yeah, go free. Oh yeah, go free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are free. You are free. Somebody's in this place. You were caused in your dream. Somebody just appeared to your dream. Without offending, the person started cursing you. Cursing you. Raining curses. And in the reality of your life, they are almost coming to pass. Stand up wherever you are. Don't come. Just stand up. Somebody appeared to your dream some time ago and was raining curses on your life. Somebody was speaking curses, raining curses on you. Stand up if you are the person. You don't need to think about it. If it happened, it happened. Is the owner here or somewhere else? I say, go free. Paradventure, the Holy Spirit have mercy on you and you remember. Come and see the pastor. Even physically, somebody caused you because of certain things. It can be your parents. I have a primary school friend, secondary school friend. He got a job in NEPA in Lagos and was doing fine and suddenly crash landed. The wife died. Everything went and he's begging all around. And we're trying to. And one of my friends, who is a big man, just met us in our reunion and said, Reverend, about Lagbaja, do you know what? He said, I was there. He said, you people don't know what happened. I said, what happened? He said something, he did something to his mother, and the mother removed the wrapper, maybe remaining pint of skirt, and did like this. If I brought you out of this place, your life will be like this. He climbed up, he crashed. That's parents in anger. Though the woman died miserable, because she has cut off the helper in anger. I said, go free. Whosoever is causing any, whosoever is carrying any cause, whosoever is carrying any negative pronouncement. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Oh yeah, go free. And the last one. He says that you might break every yoke. And what is a yoke? A yoke is not, it's not anything too evil. You must know, you must understand. It simply means matchmaking. It simply means being mated. That is the meaning. I can be yoked with this microphone. If I remove this microphone and I begin to preach with it, I am yoked with it. I cannot get down to prof because I am yoked. I cannot go beyond the limits of this. That is yoke. Everything you are wedded to, everything that you are mated with, turn, oh, later you cannot exceed this. You cannot go ahead. Siamese twins cannot decide. Oh yeah, you go and sleep. I want to go and bath. Every spiritual Siamese twins in this place, you are separated by fire. That is the solution. Separation. By fire, by thunder, whatever Siamese partner you have that is attached to you and is not letting you go from this fresh oil service, I say you are separated. And finally, Jeremiah 30 verse 8. Sorry for the extra minute. I'm closing. it shall come to pass. I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will buff thy band. Thank you very much. Strangers shall no longer serve themselves of me. Enjoy your money. Enjoy your beauty. Enjoy the fruit of your labor. Please lay hold on it. We are closing. Jeremiah 20 verse 8 is where we read. 38. Please go and check it by yourself. I will break your band. I will burst it. And stranger will no longer serve themselves. Stranger will no longer serve themselves of your resources. Stand up and let us close.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me.
Anointing fall on me.
One more time. And God's servant will come and take over. One, just one. But before I go, apart from the revelation given to the man of God, there is another thing that happened. This is my diary. You can come and check. Yesterday I was handling establishment and settlement. One of the most direct scripture God gave to me that we didn't have time to touch was Leviticus chapter 26. It's here. Time didn't allow it. But God, who is sending it to Sida, brought it out through Mama. Everybody be serious with Leviticus 26. Go and study it. Go and memorize it. Go and actualize it. Go and activate it. Go and turn it to flesh. The world became flesh. Go and turn it to flesh. I should not fail to mention that. Leviticus 26 is a word from God to this, for this month, to some people, if not all of us. Hallelujah. The devil wanted to steal that. I've almost forgotten. Leviticus 26. Work on it. The last thing, the last pronouncement. Look at it. Let somebody say strangers. The Bible says strangers shall no longer serve themselves of you. You can open more door. I want to give you a chance. You can push them out. You can butcher them before you flush them. Whatever you want to happen to the stranger in your life, in your marriage, stranger in your career, stranger in your body that is troubling you, I will give you a minute to do whatever you want. You want to massacre them? You want to burn them with fire? Strangers shall no longer feed themselves in your life. Oh yeah, attack the strangers. Attack the strangers. Attack the strangers. Attack them. Thank you, sir. Attack the strangers.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I won't speak more because of time, but one thing stranger does, one characteristic of stranger, they do strange things. Stranger does what? Strange things. Every strange thing going on in your life, contrary to the counsel and the power of the Holy God, everything that is strange to the covenant of God, everything that is saying to the covenant of peace, everything that is saying to the plan of God for your life that you see happening, it is saying to the promises. It is saying to the scope that they are happening. Can you begin to rebuke them now? Rebuke them now. If you are watching me online, join and rebuke them. Maska papa. Rekekeke skepoliga. Randakus kebo shodoliga. Rekos kobo shandalaba. Rengegege sobolobo. Rogogogos kopoliba sandalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, whether you are in this auditorium or you are watching online, stretch your hands forward now. The Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they will obey. The stranger shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their hidden places. I declare in the name of the living God, standing upon the rock of ages, dipping myself to the pool of the blood of Jesus, resting upon the cross of Calvary, and leaning upon the throne of grace, the fear of God will come upon every strange thing, every stranger operating your life, and now with fear, they will run away out of your life and destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I put a sudden end to the oppression and the activity of every stranger, of every strange thing in your life and your destiny right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your liberty, receive your deliverance, receive your freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, bless your name. Pray for your servant, pray for more anointing, more grace, more inspiration, more lifting. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we are praying.